Yeah.
You guys are going to do a whole hour without me?
Oh, podcast is back, baby.
It's great.
We've got coffee. We've got water. We're ready to go. All right.
All right. We go from that soundtrack right into our other soundtrack.
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Kobe passed me the ball, and I shot a three. And Phil didn't want me to shoot the three. I heard him.
We're going to game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
Welcome to Basketball Stories Podcast, the podcast where we talk about basketball in stories and how they correlate. Also, just a peek behind the curtain, if you're listening to this, it's a Saturday.
It is a Saturday.
So, you know, yeah, I guess people listen to it whenever they listen to it. And, you know, I guess they want to wonder, you know, there's a little peek behind, you know.
It's like kind of a rainy day.
Yeah, movie magic right here.
Are the boys getting ready to
put on sweaters and hold hot chocolates with both hands? Yeah.
Yeah, I really wish I had hot chocolate. I was telling Dan when we came in here, I was hoping
that there better be hot chocolate ready to go.
I said there better be hot chocolate, but I'm being polite. Do you have any hot chocolate?
No, I don't think I've made hot chocolate in a long time.
I'm quitting
after this. I've got some hot chocolate back at the place.
Yeah.
You and me can go have a hot chocolate.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it.
You're invited, but you have to get there. We're gonna drive in my car, and you have to take an Uber separate from us.
So I can cool off and really say the things I want to say about it.
Dude, when I was in high school, the funniest thing we would do to each other was, like, if we were going on, like, a 30-minute drive, everybody would jump in a car, and then, but three people would just jump in the back instead of one person in the front. Yeah, so it was just like you're driving in a cab.
This looks hella suspicious.
For, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Why is the driver handing an object to everybody in the backseat?
Why is everyone smiling and having a good time? Yeah.
A lot of smoke coming from that car, you guys.
Maybe it's an old car.
It's an old car, officer.
Stop judging. It's
officer,
an old car.
Before you ask any questions, sir, you need to know it's an old car.
Yeah. Sir.
I would love to say that to a guy. It's an old fucking car, sir.
I mean, I don't know why you're so upset.
Of course there would be smoke. What are we talking about
it's
today?
It's only to be expected.
Want to do the high school kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the high school kid.
This
who
is
has,
a fun
who
one.
Who has the big knowledge up top on this?
Well, he's not a high school kid, I guess.
Say what?
I guess the whole story is that he's not a high school kid.
No, he's 29 years old.
So he's older
than
me.
He plays in high school.
Yeah.
Is he still playing in high school?
No, he's like kicked out at this point, but he was like.
Yo, free my man.
No, he was being held by, like, the Canadian customs.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shit.
He was getting strudels every morning.
For real?
And having to do 5 push-ups.
Yeah. Is that punishable by, like...
They were holding him, like...
Because he was trying to get a visa to go into the... So, all right, we should start at the
let's
beginning
start
from
of this.
Square
one.
Gotcha.
There is a guy who was playing Canadian high school basketball who was saying he was, like, 17. And then he applied for a U.S. visa to play... like some of their games against like teams in neighboring states.
Mm-hmm.
And when they processed all his paperwork, they were like, yeah, this guy's not 17. This guy's like almost 30 years old.
Cause how they found out, like his name's what? Jonathan Ela or something like that.
Nicholas.
Jonathan Ela Nicholas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was like, he basically like went to play overseas, like Dan said, and then, but he had already applied. So they had his fingerprint. So whenever he did the fingerprint for the new visa, for the traveling visa to go to the United States, they were like, you were born in 1986.
Idiot.
He's my age. And he was like pretending that he was born 1998.
What? How? Did he look young?
He looks pretty old. But he also like, he's from South Sudan.
Okay.
And if you like look at like Thon Maker.
Yeah.
He's also from there. It's like when Thon Maker was like 18, he didn't look 18.
Yeah.
Like he looked older. Like think about like Serge Ibaka, how much
this
shit
guy is
he gets for like, that's not even his real age.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Which is like, that's a huge problem in like baseball and no one gets pissed about that.
Yeah. Well,
they're usually younger, right?
Yeah.
They just don't know.
Both directions. But like, yeah, they'll have a bunch of guys who are like, no, we don't know for sure how old he is. Like, sorry, birth certificates were not a priority here that long ago. So,
this
guy's literal quote was, I always keep asking what is the specific age I was born. And she told me she does not remember. That was a quote about it. Whenever he asked his mom how old he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I will say, though, all of the rumors with Serge Ibaka, I feel like they all started coming out when he signed with the Orlando, or got traded to the Orlando Magic. And it was like, maybe he's not older. Maybe it just sucks to play with the Orlando Magic. Maybe that's why all his numbers are dipping. Because then he went to Toronto and was like pretty good right away.
He's pretty good right now.
I mean, I understand it. I understand faking it. To want to play, like, because he's trying to escape the Sudan, right? You can't. I just don't understand. Like, in that regard, I do understand having to be held by customs and shit like that. But if you're not hurting anybody, but
I was thinking about that too. I was like, why is everyone so pissed at this? Like, this guy should be. And then I realized that the big concern was like, oh, he's hanging out with children all day, and that is a little strange.
That's the part that's weird.
But I was also like,
I mean, what are the chances he like doesn't want to do anything?
Yeah, but what if like the thing is like his coach was like, everything he does is like a 17-year-old. Like I thought he was 17 because it's like the music he likes, like the stuff, the things that the way he would talk, he sounds like a 17-year-old. And then it's like, well, what would a 17-year-old boy do? Probably try and date a 17-year-old girl.
I will say there were no instances of Jonathan Nicola doing any of
that. None of that. And he did it for 5 months. He did it for a while.
There was a guy in Texas who was 25 and trying to play high school ball. Yeah. And he was like, people were like, yeah, he went on dates with girls.
He
was the one where, I've never thought about it with that first one, but whenever I came across that story too, it was like, oh, yeah. He's
ruining the party for everyone who wants to relive their high school glory days.
Nasty.
He was taking it into like a never been kissed sort of like situation.
Yeah. Ew. He's like Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Yeah. That one's no good. But
I mean, if you do, cause I mean, I don't know if I did that to play high school ball, like pretending not that I would or could at this point, they'd be like, you're for sure not. Yeah. A high schooler, but like I would be like the kid who was like, oh yeah, no, I'm dating like 20-year-old women. Like,
oh yeah, you do it the other way.
Yeah,
that way finally you get the credit for dating younger women.
What?
Like, because now you get criticized if you date a 20-year-old woman, but if you're pretending,
to be 17,
no, I'm saying, I mean, not like, I don't mean like a 20-year-old. Yeah. I don't mean women. I mean women in their 20s.
What
I'm saying? I would pretend to be the high school kid who had the juice to get women who were in their 20s, knowing full well the women in their 20s knew I was in my 20s also.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm G-ing them.
You're living
just
two lives.
Yeah.
I hope you say all this and then you're like, and also 19-year-olds, because that's legal.
Yeah, no.
And I can do whatever I want.
I can't. I hate teenagers. I hate teenagers with a passion.
Yeah.
They bother me to no end.
I don't know. This dude was like 6'9" though, and they were like, he's gonna play in the NBA one day.
Oh yeah,
it's like he would have already retired from the NBA.
No.
He'd be on his last leg right now.
Yeah,
his measurements are gonna be rough.
He's gonna be huge.
It's so like, when did he get? He got busted like 2016, I think.
Yeah,
is whenever he got busted.
That's crazy.
But it's so funny because it's like, I think his story is like the better story of the two. But that dude from North Texas that like pretended to be in high school, his is so funny because it's like he played high school basketball. He was really good. Then he tried out for a semi-pro team and didn't make it. And then he like tried out for a college, like tried to walk on at a college and he didn't make it. And then so he was like, well, I guess I'll just try being in high school.
I was good in high school. Let's go back to the drawing board.
School, I'll just go back. And then, so how he got busted was he played for, hold on, I wrote it down somewhere. He played for,
he doesn't have anything written down.
The guy was
it just says you're an
Kyle's
idiot.
Looking at a speak and say now.
Just a picture I drew earlier.
The guy's got notes.
But how he got busted was that his old coach was on the opposing team's coach.
Oh yeah, and he was like, I remember him. He was a good kid.
Yo, can you imagine seeing that? I'll be like, whoa, stop.
Like chill. 7 years
just
before
up and down the court. I see him running. I'm like,
the shush motion and his coach when he's going up and down the
like,
court.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Don't you say a word.
Don't you say a word.
But how he got in was like through like a loophole in the school because he was like, I don't know if he pretended to be homeless, but he said he was like a homeless kid that like there was like.
Oh no, he was saying that he was like Hurricane Harvey. He was like a refugee from that. Yeah.
That'd be a good basketball nickname, Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey.
Here comes Hurricane Harvey.
In the 70s, though, for sure. Yeah, like the big chops on his face. Yeah, for sure.
Goatee, mutton chops. For sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be.
That is hilarious. Can you, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're good. We just started talking at the same time. It's fine.
Go ahead. Let's both tell our stories at the same time.
Someone say something.
No.
There were two guys on my high school football team who were like Hurricane Katrina guys who were like getting away from that. And they told one of our recruiting coaches, like, here's all the schools that are looking at me. LSU. University of Miami, Alabama, Arkansas, like just all the big schools in the South. And we're like, Jesus Christ, we're about to whoop ass this year. We got two guys who are amazing. And the coach came back a week later and was like, hey guys, I reached out to those schools. They've never heard of either of you. And they were just assuming like, hey, we'll just tell them and maybe we'll get in the recruiting process.
Yeah. Ever heard of none of y'all before?
It's not a... Not a bad playoff.
I liked it. I liked the ambition of it. Just take a shot.
I don't know if it's true, but I remember reading somewhere that when Daniel Tosh started doing comedy, that he lied about his credits so that he. Because think about it, it's like mid-90s. No one can prove your credits, really. He would just lie about it.
Yeah, for sure. Why not? Whatever.
It's not like he way over embellished. Just like, I have been on TV when he was good.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be like if you lied about like, oh, I did a Fallon set.
Yeah.
Like it would be like, oh, I believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I have done a Fallon set.
Yeah.
See? See what I'm saying?
That would be so funny. You doing a Fallon set. Imagine Cleveland. Nah. It would be like.
It would be.
I want you to be forced to do carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
You just light up a joint in the car.
I'd just be like, oh, I'd be uncomfortably looking at him do his thing.
I want
just like,
the two of you doing like, I got you, babe, or like some duet. Oh, so it's just him really enthusiastic. Ooh. And then when it cuts to your part, you're like staring at him smoking.
Just like, I'm not going to do
that. I hate this, sir.
With you.
No.
I can't phone that in. I can't phone that in and pretend to look like I'm having fun doing that.
No.
Because it would kill me too much inside.
Yeah, you would hate that.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It's famous for some. Not for others, you know.
Yeah.
Sit on
that. It's not for Cleveland.
I was saying, like, with the guy taking himself into high school, like, how would they not ask for a guardian or, like, a parent or to see somebody?
He was on, wasn't he on some sort of like, similar like refugee visa? Because like his mom was back in the Sudan. Like his whole point of doing this was like, I want to make money to send money because his mom was diabetic.
Okay.
So he's like, I want to make money to like buy medicine to take care of my mom. So I'm here to do that. His whole thing seems very like. I'm like, man, if you thought that was the way to get through this, fucking go for it. That's the right move.
I mean, if like it's that or like hold up a bank, it's like, okay, what do we want people to do?
Yeah.
Like, is it okay? Can we not hold them in prison if they like?
And it also seemed like he was a good enough player that's like, all right, he can probably play at a junior college or like a D2 school on a scholarship.
Well, that's what he said his plan was, is just to keep like getting into other teams.
Yeah.
And just try.
I respect that.
Damn, I'm going to try to go back to high school, see if I can make it work.
That would be so funny. I would be the funniest looking high schooler.
what's up, guys?
Yo.
Hey, guys.
Who is
that very obvious man in his 30s?
You don't shave or do anything to adjust how you look.
What up, y'all?
Hey, I'm real happy to be here in the 11th grade. I got a full fucking mustache. Leave me alone.
Shut up. Did you guys have kids in your like grades that got mustaches and beards and shit? Like,
not really.
I was the hairiest kid in my grade.
There was a kid 2 years older than me, full beard in seventh grade.
What?
In like a full beard like mine.
That's like right on the borderline of being like a circus freak.
His older brother was the same way.
So he's bald now.
Oh, they were bald by like 16.
Damn.
There was another kid too that was like a 1 year older than me that had like a beard like by like ninth grade, and he was bald by like 18 too.
Damn, that sucks, yo. That's crazy.
Fuck that.
Imagine going bald as a high schooler.
I can't imagine. Like,
That's wild. I mean, rock it if it looks good.
I guess
people fuck with the
Bucks. I guess like you would have the upside of being like, I can get everyone beer now. Like that's the that's who you have to become.
I mean, these guys looked like in their like late 20s. Yeah. Like,
did this guy consider instead of playing basketball just buying beer for everyone?
That's probably more profitable.
Yeah. A beer buying operation?
Yeah, for real. You buy beer for minors and just keep taking the cash up
it's
the top.
Cash. You could charge them whatever you want to charge them.
Yeah, yeah, they're desperate.
If one of them dies, it's on you, but honestly, no, it's on them.
Well, what you do is you leave the beer on the ground and then they pick it up. So you didn't actually give it to them. They just found it.
You're just paying for a conversation. Yeah. They happen to get beer.
Well, no, they leave the money on the ground too, and then you just find the money.
I'm going back to high school. I
think we should all go back to high school.
Let's honestly take a day and let's all go try to enroll and just to see what they say.
To see how quickly we get shut down. That's another thing. This guy pulled off like an incredible amount of like changing documents and getting things set up. I don't have that ability.
No. Well, he's saying that like his coach was the one that was like, I'll help you with the documents. So he didn't do it all by himself.
That's true. Yeah.
But he lived with his coach.
Too. A 25-year-old, though.
Yeah,
the 25-year-old, his was a little less innocent. Like, the kid from North Texas, his was like...
Sounds like he was on some shit.
Yeah, like, I think he was just wanting to relive some glory days.
That's nasty. Yeah. That's disgusting.
That's so horrible. God,
like, yeah, I couldn't leave. I work at, like, a restaurant part-time, and, like, the kids are 20. They look at me like I'm fucking 50. And I'm like, yo, I was telling this one girl the other day. I was like, yo, you're 20. I was like, I'm 20. Yeah, I'm also young. I was like, we're young. And she was like, no.
There is no we.
Yeah, she was like, there is no we. Get we out your fucking mouth right now. Like, you're old.
Uh-huh.
I'm young. And I'm like, that's not what I was like. I'm only 8 years older than you. And I was like, damn, 8 years is a lot of fucking years. No. I was like, I'm still young, but like, it's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, it's different.
It's different. Like, yeah. Because even at like my day job, there's like, I'm the oldest person. There's one other person that's as old as I am. And everyone like makes jokes about how old I am like all the time. Like that's the only thing people rip on me about is like how old I am.
Yeah.
Jeez. And it's like, I thought I was like a young man until people started saying it.
Yeah. Right.
Cause it's like, I feel like generally like a young guy.
Feel fine.
And
then, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And if people start saying that, you're like, oh yeah, my life is just slipping away.
Yeah, I'm going to be
slowly just...
I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to be 40.
Yeah, right?
And I'm going to be like, what happened?
Yeah, right? I saw the girl I worked with. I was like, yo, if you're lucky, you're going to get to be 28. And she looked like she didn't want to be. And I was like, you would rather die than be 28? So I was like, get the fuck out of here.
She's like a SoundCloud rapper.
Fuck you, I'm going to be 22 forever.
Yeah, right? I'm never getting, like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen fucking fast.
Yo. It is funny, though, like, because I can still remember, like, being that age. And it is, you just do feel different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I just remember, like, hangovers were just, like, a fun time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you bounce back.
Like, yeah, you can't tell me shit. Like, I'm chilling right
now. Oh, my God.
You really do consider yourself to just be that age forever when that's happening. You're like, this is sweet. I'm 23. For the rest of my life, I'm 23.
Yeah, for the rest of my life, I'm 27.
And you wake up and you're like, I'm 46 years old?
Yeah.
Well, it jumps in, like, bullshit.
It jumps in like 5 year gaps where you're like, yeah, I'm like 23, and then you're like, yeah, I'm like 27, and then you're like, oh shit, I'm like in my mid 30s now, and then you're like, oh shit, I'm 40. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm 61 years old. Are you hearing this shit?
Shit is nuts, yeah.
Who? Wait, there's no one here. I'm by myself.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
I forgot to have a family. Yeah. Fuck.
Like, I was talking to my grandfather, like, and he was like, yo, he was like, I know I'm like 80, but I still feel like
73.
No, like, he was like, I still, like, mentally, he was like, I feel like I'm like in my 20s, like I did when I was still like,
really
age. And he was like, it's crazy to see like people are like my age that are like dying, and people be like, oh, they had a good run, they lived a long time. And he was like, I don't feel like that. He was like, I still feel like have like a while. And I was like, yo, that is wild.
I feel like I'm so in denial about any aging stuff that I'm going to be 80 and so, like, my friends will start dying and be like, sucks being those bitches. Everyone got it figured out, like, my sweet young ass.
Yeah, right? Y'all want to play GTA?
Yeah.
You're still wearing like, the same clothes you wear now.
Oh, 100%. I'm like, what's on adidas.com?
Yeah, check it out, League Fits. Yeah. Every
day. I'm wearing an entire like futuristic jumpsuit.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. We might all just be lucky and die before any of that happens, too. So
yeah.
Yeah. What's your ideal age to die at? This got a really weird podcast.
I mean, it's about age. It's a thing. I mean, I'm sure he was thinking about all of these questions and stuff before he went and decided to go do it. Like, I don't know. I don't know if there's an ideal age. Just like if it could be not painful is all I ask.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care. I could die tomorrow if it was not painful.
I don't want to get to the age where people are like, I'm like going to tie my shoes and someone's looking at me like I'm like standing on a rickety ladder. Like, yeah. I don't want to be the age where people are like, you are ancient.
Yeah.
But that's how people look at us already.
Yeah. No one is.
People are like, yo, I get
talking about though.
People think I'm 24, 25, which is wild, but I'll accept it.
Yeah,
I'll take it. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's chill. Like, I won't.
If someone saw me sprint, they wouldn't be worried that, like, my hip was going to explode. That's the stuff that scares me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Also, we all look like.
We look younger than we are.
Yeah, than we are. So, like, it's fine. Like,
yeah. Because show business has kept us young.
Very young.
It's kept us so young.
You got to be hip. You got to be hip. When you do, like, you know, certain things, you got to, like, if you do a set, you got to read the room. That helps you stay sharper, stay younger, more.
That's true.
You know, like just having to have your mind be trained on what the masses are doing when the masses are looking right at you, I feel like is very interesting. Which also like ties into him. Like, I'm just figuring, like, trying to like put myself into what his mind was like trying to navigate every day, having to be in high school and taking high school classes, knowing that you just wanted to be there for hoops. Like, I would have a very difficult time, even though I know I was trying to send money back home, do all that stuff. You still have to be a student. And the part for me is having to be a student also along with playing and stuff. Being a 29-year-old seems very difficult.
Yeah.
Like, me, like, having to be in a high school classroom for 8 hours a day, even though I know I'm just here to play ball, it would drive me
crazy. Snap if a teacher talked to me like I was.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, you know, you cannot do this. Like, you cannot fucking talk to me the way like you're talking to me right now. We're gonna take a little quick break, you guys. There's a pizza here.
Well, let's just keep going, me and you.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Without Dan, let's try it. Yeah, dude, yeah. I love the podcast like this.
Yeah, yeah. We should get rid of Dan.
Yeah.
Quickly. You know what I'm saying though? Like, it's weird. Like, I don't know. I mean, he knows there is an end goal for him, but it's just I couldn't distract myself enough to sit there. I'd be like Dan said, like the moment the teacher tried to talk, because teachers have to talk to kids certain ways.
They talk to kids a certain way
because they're shitheads. And
do you remember like when you were like that age and someone talked to you like an adult, you were like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, like no, stop.
I remember one time I got in trouble. Like the cops pulled over our car because there was like a roadblock,
mm-hmm.
and the cop I had just turned like 17, and he was like he asked me a question and I answered it, and he looks at my ID and he goes, son, you're 17 years old. It's time to start speaking like a man.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, I'm not. Like, not my mommy made dinner for me.
Yeah, right? For sure. Like, you know, it's like,
I'm not a man.
Not at all. And looking back, 17, like, you don't know shit at 17.
You don't know anything.
Not a fucking thing. Like, oh, God. Yeah. I look back on being a teenager and I'm like, thankfully, I just got through it.
I'm so glad I didn't get in more trouble.
Yeah, for sure. I had a decent amount of trouble, but was just like, let me just coast right through this. Just get through this. Just not make a big stink about it, and just, you know, prevail through the teen years. And then the 20s were cooler. And then
yeah, I feel like your 20s are better. And then
yeah,
I don't know.
They're so fast.
Don't worry about it.
They're so fast. You don't think it's going to be fast, but it's so fast.
That door just slowly creaks back open. Yeah, like what a great.
Don't worry about it. Squeak.
Those got some opinions too.
That was the longest. Yeah. Squeak of a door of all time.
It took forever. Yeah.
But no, yeah, it's interesting. I wish I could have a conversation with him to talk to him about what it was like day in and day out, sitting at lunch with just kids around you. I hate, it's also coming from me, I don't like high school kids. Yeah. Like, they not like them people like, oh, I'm scared of them. They're like me, I don't give a fuck. I'm not scared of them, but like they just don't know shit. They're just like sniffling and like making sounds. And
they're eating like candy bars and for lunch, and you're like, I'm a grown man, I can eat my vegetables.
Yeah, you're scrawny and just you have no control of your limbs, and you're just walking into people. Like, no love for teenagers. Like, and to have to be around them all that time would be insane.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah. Like, they should give him a medal just for doing that.
But if he wrote a book about this, I would read it.
100%. 100%.
He should write a book about this.
Yeah.
You know he's not, but
yeah,
he should. 100% should.
All right. You guys want to add anything else to this? We good?
Shout out to my guy. Free my guy. I forgot what his name is. Is he out of jail?
Yeah, I think so.
Word. Keep him free.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there for a while. Like, they held him for a while.
Really?
Yeah,
how
yeah,
long?
Yeah. Like, they, like, busted him in, like, 2016, and then, like, there was no new updates until 2019. So I think they
what?
Held him for, like, a while.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And there was, for a little bit, they weren't saying why they were holding him. Like, there was
what?
No... Yeah.
I mean, look how they treat foreigners. Like,
it's bad.
That's fucked to want to just play bus, take care of your mom. Like,
literally, like,
it's
not,
a movie. It's
not
honestly a movie
wrong.
Script. Like,
yeah. If this story starred Sandra Bullock, it would be like, what a powerful story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, just
the new Blind Side.
Yeah.
The Blind Side 2. It's just that same Sandra Bullock mom, but now she's like, I gotta get this guy out of customs.
Yeah. I gotta.
It's just fucked up. Like, I don't know. I feel like they should, I don't know. The same thing happened with that guy. Did you hear about the guy in the MTA? I guess he was, like, obsessed with the trains and how they ran, so he would talk to the conductors
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
They let him use the trains and stuff like that, and now they were all fired, and he's in jail.
Yeah.
Because, like, they would, like, the conductors, they knew. He was autistic or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
He, like, learned the trains. He was obsessed with. He loved trains. So he could operate the routes.
On
he knew
brand.
The routes.
He knew how the entire MTA worked.
Yeah.
Was like,
I don't ever doubt an autistic kid's knowledge of the train.
So the conductors would be like, they would let him, if they wanted to go be with their family for a day, they would let him come operate it. And they would, never an error, never an issue, nothing.
Yeah.
They found out about it, and now he's in jail.
They should have just hired him.
They should have hired him. That's how that ends. Like, that's how that story ends. Like, it's like, but no, it sucks.
Yeah, I like that he was doing it for free, like an internship.
Yeah, for
real. It's not even like he's one of those guys who's like, I'm a computer hacker and I broke into like Chase Bank's thing or whatever.
Yeah,
and then they'll hire those guys
as
consultants.
He's not fucking anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wasn't just taking the trains wherever he wanted to.
It's like, I fucking love trains, B. Like, it's my shit. Like, I love fucking trains. Like, let me just do this shit. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah.
All right. Well, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just please hit subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Rate and review.
We're going to do another episode after this, so we will have two episodes this month at least.
Are we?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Sure.
I mean, are we, though?
Well, I mean, like, we'll have another one. It won't be, like, another month before we do another one.
Yeah.
We'll have something out quick.
We'll get something for you.
We got a little something for you.
Yeah, a little something sweet, a little something scintillating.
Thank you for listening.
A little something to get you nasty.
Tune in
pants.
For our next sexual episode.
It's going to be a crazy one. Sorry for all of this.
Okay, bye.